You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, back for a brand new year of theatre content after our Christmas break. Welcome to the show and happy 2022. I hope it's been treating you well so far. And here's some extra good news for you, because I have such a theatrical treat coming your way this week. Because from next weekend until the end of January, the brand new production of The Wiz at Manchester's Hope Mill Theatre will be available to watch online from the comfort of your very own home, and you do not want to miss it. Take a listen to this. This first came to the stage in the 1970s, where it was one of the first ever Broadway shows to have an all-black cast, and it offers a retelling of The Wizard of Oz, but within the context of contemporary African-American culture, and as you heard, the music too. So it's got a real disco and soul vibe to it, and honestly, I can say hand on heart that the music is great, so catchy, and some absolute bangers that are sure to get you up and dancing and will be stuck in your head forever. Ages. So when it was announced that the Hope Mill Theatre in Manchester were going to be putting on a brand new production of The Wiz, people were pretty excited. For one thing, the Hope Mill Theatre are renowned within the British theatre industry for putting on genuinely brilliant productions. So many of their shows win regional awards and then end up going to London, like their production of Zorro that was on just before lockdown started. That's already been confirmed for an off-West End transfer. And they're also no strangers to putting on shows during lockdown. You might remember their incredible production of Red, which was filmed and streamed online in 2020. So you can expect good things whenever the Hope Mill Theatre is involved, and The Wiz is no different. It's been running up in Manchester since November and had its last live show yesterday, but no worries at all if you missed it, because it's been filmed live and will be streaming online starting next weekend on Saturday the 22nd of January. You can follow the link in the post for all the relevant information regarding times and dates, but basically there are shows every Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Friday between the 22nd to the 30th of January, with shows at 7:30 p.m. on those days and then also weekend matinees at 2:30. I will say that it's the kind of show where you do have to watch it live. You can't rewind it or anything, so do think carefully about which show works best for you before you book anything. Tickets start at £25 for individual viewers, plus a £2 booking fee, with the option to increase the price for group viewings on kind of an honesty policy. And it really is a family-friendly show, so definitely a good one to watch with a group of people, just to give them a taste of it. Again, though, all the relevant information is available at the link here in the post, where you can also find a full list of the cast and creative team. It's a predominantly black creative team too, I should say, which has been fantastic to see. You can also purchase a physical programme when you buy your ticket. They cost £5 and you just add them to your order at the checkout online, and then the lovely people at the Hope Mill Theatre will send you one in the post. I did it for Rent and I got a tote bag as well, and it really is nice to have like a souvenir from the show, like you would do if you'd gone to see it live in a theatre. And again, on that note, I really can't sing the Hope Mill Theatre's praises high enough. They're such a good, strong, professional theatre to visit in person under normal circumstances, but they really have cracked, I think, how to make theatre work online and still give you the experience of live shows and live theatre as much as possible. So definitely worthwhile giving The Wiz a watch while you can. Follow the link in the post to get your tickets now. And on that note, I will say goodbye. Don't worry though, it won't be long before I'm back again with you next week, because as well as having a brand new Spotlight On episode for you next Sunday at 7 p.m, I'll also be back live on your radio with Showtime. Yep, it's the first show of 2022. It'll be next Sunday, the 23rd of January at 6 p.m. on urn1350.net. So join me there for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes as I run through the shows that you should be looking out for this year. You can also find out more and keep up to date with everything Showtime or Spotlight On related by following us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until next Sunday, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.